You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. I've been meeting up with a tough customer lately. He's old man wash day habit, and he has the mistaken idea that you ladies have to do things his way on wash day.
You bet they do. I'm old man wash day habit, I am. I enjoy keeping a lady washing the same old way with the same old soap year after year.
Well, I've got you licked when I tell ladies about New Does, that new kind of granulated soap.
Shh, not so loud about Does. I don't want the ladies to find out that this does all three kinds of wash.
Well, now you listen here, old wash day habit. Just try and stop me from telling. Why, does everything from greasy work shirts, grimy towels, to pretty rayon slips.
Hey, quiet you. If the ladies discover does all that, I'm done for.
That's right. They'll toss you right out once they discover how much safer Does is for their rayons and colored washables. It's far safer for those nice colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Why, with Does, they'll stay pretty far longer. And you know, every lady wants clothes to last longer in wartime.
Ouch. Looks like I'm licked.
You bet you are, old man wash day habit. Why, wait till the ladies see how clean Does gets those greasy black work shirts. And their towels. Say, no matter how extra grimy they are, Does will show the ladies just how really dazzling white they can be. Why, they've never seen whiter washes than new Does gives them.
Hey, soft pedal that stuff.
And Does it so easily. No soap made gets clothes white easier than Does.
Oh, have a heart. I've been telling the ladies that Does are just like all the other soaps.
But you know it's not. Once they try Does, they'll see it's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery.
Oh, that's bad news for me.
It certainly is, Mr. Wash Day Habit. Women by the millions are changing to new Does. So, ladies, ask for D-U-Z, Does. And next wash day, let Does do everything. And now the Goldbergs. We've been watching a strange phenomenon at the Goldbergs. Just as sometimes a cloudy solution will suddenly settle to the bottom and leave clear water above, so the whole confusion of Sammy's attraction towards Emma may be on the way to clearing up. This sullen feeling which Sammy had, this monotonous, almost headachy attachment to the girl that Molly and David befriended, has led Sammy, and finally Sammy's friend, into all kinds of extravagances. The worst has been Mikey's pretense at loving Emma, which hurt Rosie Goldberg. And now some plan has been arrived at. It all hinges on Emma leaving, on clearing the air, giving everyone a chance to breathe. And tonight, the maneuvering is going on. Listen.
Well, we are going to the movies. Let's get it together and go.
You're not going, Sammy.
Yeah, I know, Uncle David, I know.
Oh, Molly. I'm ready, Jake. I'm ready. Rosalie.
Rosie must be here if you're going to talk to her. Emma mustn't go neither, if you're going to talk
all
to her.
All right, Uncle David.
Emma!
Emma's kissing in the car already.
I'll be ready to finish in the slipping.
Sammy, you had the whole day long, and you didn't tell Emma you had to see her to speak to her.
I didn't have the chance, Uncle David.
Get my coat, Rosalie.
I will, Mom.
Go out and tell Emma to come in. If it was decided that you are telling her to leave, no postponement.
All right, Uncle David.
She's going to the movie, Sammy.
I'll speak to her when she gets back.
Well, who's going
to
tell Rosie not to go?
You tell Rosie, Mikey.
Who saw my Panama?
The Panama is hanging easy. My coat, Rosalie, dear.
I'm getting it. Has anyone seen Mama's coat down here?
Rosie, I don't want you to go.
But I am going.
There's something I have to speak to you about.
Don't go, Rosalie.
Don't go, Rosie.
Why, because Emma's going? I won't ask any questions, Mikey, but whatever I have to know, I know.
Rosie.
Rosie.
I don't even know what's playing. I don't know what the future picture for. You ready? Who is not going?
We. I. We are not going.
Who is we?
We is we. Sammy is we.
I'm not going either.
The three musketeers are not going.
Why?
Why must there be a why?
Come on.
I'm coming. Should I bring back anything or give something, perhaps?
Where are we going?
I'm going, say, darling. Come, I'm going. Tie my shoelace, Sammy. Yes, dear, please.
Okay.
If you'll be up and we'll come back from the movies, if you think so, I'll bring back ice cream.
Who wants ice cream?
Perhaps somebody wants. Don't make nuts, Sammy, darling.
Okay.
Don't make nuts. Here, my other foot.
Are you sure you didn't see the picture, Rose?
No, I didn't see it.
You don't have to go, Rose, if you prefer to stay.
No, my preference is to go, Mama, darling.
And my preference is to get started already.
I can't go with shoelaces detached.
Why don't you wear button shoes?
Button shoes. My button shoes. I should wear button shoes. Thank you, Sammy, dear.
Well?
I'm coming. I'm coming. Rosalie, change your mind if you wish.
Let's go, Mama.
Rosalie, I only...
Don't maneuver, Molly. If it's Mikey's desire to be with Rosie, he can come with her and then finish.
Papa, darling.
Yes, Papa, darling. I don't like innuendos. Words and meanings that take long cuts and not the short cuts.
Please, Mama.
Come.
Wait. Now, I have time. If we're on the subject, let's be verbal.
Pa.
It's all right, Sammy.
Mr. Goldberg.
Mikey, if I didn't consider you like a son...
Jake.
All right, Mikey. Sufficient unto the bell. I said my say.
Go to the movies.
Please. I'm going. I'm not in the least disturbed. Only I don't want the head of a sweet, innocent girl like Emma twisted by false hopes.
Come, Jake.
If you're in love with Emma, Mikey, declare yourself.
Jake.
Emma, please.
Emma is like my own daughter to me. If it was my own son, I would speak the same. Come.
Come. I'll bring vanilla. Who likes strawberry? I'll bring strawberry. If that's chocolate.
No? You see, Mikey, what you did?
All right, that's fine, Uncle Dave. That's what I want. Let him think I'm in love with Emma. And I want her to keep on thinking that way until you tell Emma to leave, Sammy.
I'm not going to speak to Emma. Not until I know that Rosie is convinced it's me and not you.
I don't want no arguments. No arguments. I want everything quietly. We'll wait for Emma to come back from the movies. We will wait for Rosie to come back from the movies once and for all. Everything will be as it was. We'll make tea. We'll have tea.
Not for me, Uncle David.
Why not?
I don't want any tea.
So I'll make coffee.
Oh, please.
Mikey?
No, Uncle David, please.
Cocoa. Why not?
No,
arguments. Sit down, Sammy. Mikey, no? Here. What's the first step, I want to know?
There is no first step. I'm just asking you for a little time. I have to think this thing out.
All right. We decided, Sammy. You can't think if Emma is here on the premises.
All right.
So you'll tell her to go away for a little while so you can think without having gone on the premises.
Mm-hmm. And you're telling Rosie before I open my mouth to Emma. You hear?
I hear.
No arguments.
Nobody is arguing.
It was decided, no? A decision was made. What's the talking?
Yeah, it was decided, all right. But don't forget what the decision was.
We know. Don't you forget.
I won't forget, but you seem to have forgotten. We decided that I would ask Emma to leave for a while. Not forever, for a while. But there's nothing to look so victorious about. If it wasn't for...
Yeah, I know. If it wasn't for Rosie, you wouldn't have agreed to me. In other words, you mean you think more of Rosie's happiness than Emma's. What do you think that shows, Sammy? What do you think it proves?
Not what you think.
It means that
no,
Mikey wants to tell you something.
It's all right, Mikey. I'm over it now. I like Emma. And...
Well, Mikey?
Are you going to marry her before you go away?
Maybe I'll marry her.
Just to save Mikey from me? That's too much even for a brother to do.
Rosie. That's what Mikey was doing for me.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sammy. Please, let's talk about something else.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Rosie. Uncle David is here, and he knows. So just listen to me.
Listen.
Yes?
Rosie, it's me. Me and Emma.
Yes. Yes, Rosie.
Well, why did you hide it, then?
Don't start asking questions. I don't know.
All right. No argument.
Uncle David, please. Who's arguing?
I'm
all right, Uncle David. Leave him alone.
That's what I want you all to do. Leave me alone.
Sammy.
Don't go, Uncle David.
I'm not going into Sammy. I'm going to make cocoa.
Does Sammy love Emma much?
You think I love you? Do you?
I knew you did, but I was afraid that...
Of what? What are you afraid of?
I was afraid that you couldn't help yourself. It was like watching you fall, and there was nothing I could do but let you go down. It frightened me.
You didn't think I loved Emmy, did you?
No. No, I didn't, Mike. Not really, I didn't. I was just afraid.
What do you mean, afraid of what?
That you would be afraid to ask me to forget about Emma.
I never even liked her, Rosie. I never even thought about her.
I don't care if you did, Mike.
But I didn't, I tell you. I wouldn't. I couldn't.
I know that I'm not attractive. I'm not like Emma.
Rosie. Rosie, when you fall in love, you learn how to see.
Mike.
I can only see you, Rosie.
Mike.
But Rosie, in all her innocence, and Mikey in all his frankness, can't possibly imagine the dark depths that Sammy finds himself in. Telling Emma to leave, these are mere words. The action is going to be sharper and crueler than that. You know, I've discovered what seems to be the chief cause of your dishwashing troubles. It's those old-fashioned halfway soaps. Yes, if you've been using a bar soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it cheats you on speed. Or if you've been using a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness to your hands. Then I say it's time you met new Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. Does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Notice how satin smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. It's kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet no soap can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how different Does is. Just try it today. It has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.